A Health and Human Services report released today concludes that 3-year-old children who complete the federal Early Head Start program perform better in cognitive and language development than children who don't take part in the program. The report, based on a 7-year national evaluation of Early Head Start, also finds that the children's parents benefit from the program. John Love is the lead author of the report. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is Early Head Start, and how does it differ from the regular Head Start program?
Well, it's like Head Start, except that it serves primarily children who are under the age of 3. It enrolls families when the mother is pregnant or up to age 3.
Who was included in your study, and how did you measure the children's learning and language abilities?
Well, let me start with the fact that in 1995, the program was launched with 68 new programs all over the country, and we selected 17 of them to be in the research. And in those 17 programs, they recruited 3,000 families, and we randomly assigned half of them to be in the program and half to be in a control group. And we measured the children's development with a number of standardized instruments like the Bailey Scales of Infant Development, which measures cognitive development and measures of children's language development, and also obtained ratings of children's social behavior, aggressiveness, and engagement in play activities and things like that.
And what did you find?
Well, we found that at an early age, by the time children are 3, Early Head Start is successful in promoting learning and strengthens the parenting that supports the learning, and that this learning occurs across multiple areas of children's development, the cognitive, language, the social development, and areas that seem to be important for promoting literacy and continued learning.
And
also, with respect to the parents, they become more involved with their children. They read more to them. They create homes that are more conducive to learning and language development, and also go on to become more economically self-sufficient. They get engaged more in training and education programs and are more likely to have gotten a job.
Do the benefits to the children last as the children get older?
Well, we studied the children up to age 3, and we had done some assessments a year ago that when the children were 2, and we found that the developments at age 2 did persist and continue until they were age 3. But we don't know beyond that yet. The children are currently at the age where they're entering kindergarten, and there is some follow-up research going on, but we won't know the results of that for another couple of years.
And what are the policy implications for these results?
Well, I think the main implications are that the programs can be most effective when they have really rigorous performance standards that guide what they should do. The Early Head Start, just like Head Start, has very comprehensive performance standards. And these guide the programs to do all kinds of things with respect to parenting and child development and program management and staff development. And what we find in the research is the programs that do a better job of carrying out those activities that they're supposed to do have stronger impacts and have more impacts on the children.
Obviously, Head Start's going to have a good argument for widening the program.
Well, again, keep in mind that this is early Head Start. It's the infants and toddlers. It certainly seems to be having impact so far on a number of areas, including things like children becoming less aggressive and developing better vocabularies and so forth, a variety of things that, if that can be continued as the children go into other programs after they leave early Head Start and go, you know, and then go on to kindergarten, it could make a difference in their success in school.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Bob.
John Love is a senior fellow with Mathematica Policy Research, an independent contractor that helped conduct the Early Head Start study for the Department of Health and Human Services.